This podcast is for entertainment purposes only and does not replace your own financial, tax, legal, or financial product advice.
Hello, Australia. Welcome to my Millennial Money Express. I'm Glenn James and I've dropped in. I'm live in Brisbane and I'm doing this episode in front of the Brisbane crowd. Give us a cheer, everyone. So we are on the My Millennial Money National Tour and there's still tickets available to a city near you. If you're in Brisbane, you'll have to wait a year, but if you're in Perth or somewhere else when you're hearing this, there could be some tickets available. But I wanted to jump on and just give you an update of the changes that are happening from 1 July this financial year. In money worlds, you usually don't get a lot of changes year on year, but I think it's particularly important to talk about the changes that are happening from 1 July this year. The first one is the superannuation guarantee payment. Now, this is your 9.5% that you get paid as quote unquote super, that's paid into your super fund. That is increasing to 10%. And then up to 2025, I think it is, it's going up 0.5% each year up to 12% in 2025. Now, in 1 July, there's two things that are going to happen. You'll get a pay increase of 0.5% if you're on a wage, if you're a casual worker, your employer will pay an extra 0.5% into your super fund. If you're on a salary arrangement, so you're employed and they say, we're giving you 70 grand a year package, you may get a 0.5% decrease in your pay each year. So you just have to be aware of that because, and on the record, I think it's rubbish and I haven't told my team yet. I've been meaning to send you an email, but if you are listening, you're not getting a pay decrease because my team are on a salary because just easier to package it all up, but I'm actually just increasing the super component because I don't think as an employer, I want my staff to be worse off. So I'm copying that one. So I would, yeah, you're welcome. Can we celebrate by putting an extra $500 on the bar? Let's do it. So at the break, if you want to go to the bar, we're doing $500 first in best dress. I don't care. So you just need to check with your employer. And I would just ask them, because a lot of employees might not know about this, and I've heard stories of people being told that they are getting a net pay decrease from 1 July. So check with your employer, ask the question. So that's coming up. The second one that's coming up is the change to the concessional contribution cap. So your SG contribution of 9.5% at the moment is made up of that concessional contribution cap of $25,000. So you can put $25,000 at the moment into your super fund each year, including your employer contribution, and it's only taxed at 15%. So if you wanted to add more money into your super fund, you want to put an extra $5,000 in and claim that on tax, you can. That cap is being increased to $27,500 from the 1st of July. The non-concessional contribution is also increasing from $100,000 to $110,000. So if you've got after-tax money that you've been paid into your bank account, you can put that money into superannuation and not claim that on tax and keep it in a tax-effective environment. And super's tax-effective because if you had an investment outside of super earning, I'm making a number up, $30,000 a year, you'd be taxed at your marginal tax rate. When it's in superannuation, it's only taxed at 15%. So the government have the non-concessional contribution to allow people to put bigger chunks of money into their retirement savings to encourage them to save more. So that cap is increasing to $110,000, or you can bring forward 3 years worth. Instead of $300,000, it's increasing to $330,000. Now, and this is why if you do have a heap of money, you need to get advice. So a lot of people are like, oh, I just inherited 500 grand. Like, what do I do with it? Yeah, go pay a couple of grand to get some advice, number one. But number two, if you wanted to put $400,000 into super, you might put the first 100 in June and then in July pull the trigger and bring forward the 300,000 rather than just throwing 300,000 in June and going, oh, my cap's screwed for the next few years. Do 100 in June and then the 300 in July. And it's a good problem to have if you've got that much money. It's just why advice is important, because it's a bit of a strategy play. So the three main things: the SG is going to 10%, the concessional contribution cap to $27,500, the non-concessional contribution $110,000, and there's a proposed change that was announced in the budget of October 2020, and that is the stapling of your super account to your tax file number. At the moment, that hasn't received royal assent, but is due to be passed. So that means the ATO, I think you'll log into your ATO MyGov portal where you see your super account, and then you can click your super fund and say, this is my fund. So when you go to a next job, your super fund follows you, so you don't end up with 13 funds, you know, if you're a casual worker. So the stapling of your super fund, that is due to happen, but that's not confirmed yet. Thanks for listening, and thanks everyone for coming to the live tour. I'm Glenn James. Thanks for listening to my Millennial Money Express. Cheers.
We acknowledge the Darkin Young people, traditional custodians of the land on which our studio sits, and pay respect to their elders, past and present. We extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may listen to our podcast. This podcast is for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general financial advice only, which does not take into account your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Because of that, you should consider if the advice is appropriate to you and your needs before acting on the information. If you do choose to buy a financial product, read the product disclosure statement and obtain appropriate financial advice tailored to your needs. Symo Interactive Proprietary Limited, the publisher of the podcast, is an authorised representative of Money Sherpa Proprietary Limited, which holds financial services license 451289.